It's This Week in Classical Music and Local Arts, an update on what's happening in the classical music world and on the local arts scene. I'm Randy Kinkle. Does sexism still run rampant in the classical music scene? Well, Marin Alsop recently became the first woman conductor in the 119-year history of the Proms to conduct at the Last Night concert. I'm still quite shocked that it can be 2013 and there can still be firsts for women, Alsop told the crowd. Just before her appearance, young Russian conductor Vasily Petrenko, who leads the Royal Liverpool Philharmonic, declared that orchestras react better to male conductors and that a sweet girl on the podium can make one's thoughts drift toward something else, he said. Petrenko, who ironically has been marketed on the basis of his handsome looks, later apologized and claimed what I said was meant to be a description of the situation in Russia. In Russia, my homeland, he said. The important thing is, a woman should be beautiful, likable, attractive. Musicians will look at her and be distracted from the music. In my opinion, it's counter to nature, he said. The bias against female musicians is not just in Russia either. Vienna Philharmonic appears at Carnegie Hall season after season despite the small number of women in its ranks, and it started admitting women only in 1997. When Jane Glover conducts the Magic Flute at the Met in December, she'll be the third female conductor in that company's history. Columnist Ivan Hewitt of Britain's Telegraph recently gave his opinion of what's wrong with the orchestra scene in the States, particularly with the Minnesota orchestra situation that's been playing out over the last year. He says, quote, none of the commentary in the U.S. points to a single overwhelming fact that to an outsider appears blindingly obvious. The top tier of American orchestras overpays its players. These gilded bands exist in some strange never-never land where questions of pay are discussed in complete isolation from the wider world. Salaries are at eye-watering levels, which would make any British orchestral player weep with envy. Take the Los Angeles Philharmonic, the richest of the lot. The average salary in 2007 stood at $122,000. Over the next 5 years, it rose in steady increments to $143,000. That wouldn't be so surprising in good times, but that period covers the banking crisis, the collapse in American property values, and more importantly, the collapse in returns on investment portfolios, a matter of vital interest to American orchestras, which get a sizable fraction of their income from endowments. Yet the salaries simply sailed upwards regardless, he said. It's the same story at Minnesota, which is at 10th place in terms of pay, which there rose to nearly $108,000 in the 2011-2012 season. While in the UK, in that year, the Hala Orchestra in Manchester advertised for string players at salaries quite close to the $46,000 mark. It's time for American orchestras to stop spoiling themselves and get real, he said. That's Ivan Hewitt of Britain's Telegraph. For more on these and other items and events, go to the website kbok.org. Be listening each week at this time for another update. Find us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. I'm Randy Kinkle for This Week in Classical Music Local Arts on 89.5 KBAQ Phoenix and HD.